You're listening to The Bill Murphy Show, the music interview show featuring the best in the business. From behind the scenes, in the studio, and on the stage. Available by subscription for free on iTunes and at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
And now, here's another brand new digital broadcast for this Saturday, January 12th, 2012. Yes, it has been a while. A couple months without a new show, so a lot to get caught up on. But a great time to get this thing going again as we tell you all about the Las Olas Blues Fest going on next weekend. This time next weekend, Las Olas Boulevard and the surrounding area will be just encapsulated with the sound of blues all weekend long. We'll talk all about it and one of the artists playing there in just a moment. Get this series of Blues Fest shows underway. Brought to you by, of course, the Las Olas Blues Festival going on 17th through the 20th on the lawn at Riverside Hotel. $10 to get in. $30 for a four-day pass. Runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, of course, our friends at Millennium Laser Eye Center, our great musical family over there as well. Go see Dr. Lesner for your LASIK surgery today. Tell them the Bill Murphy Show sent you and they'll take good care of you. Millennium Laser Eye Center. Visit their link on our homepage. Bobby Nathan joins us as he is part of the big Las Olas Blues Fest. He'll be out there with the Bobby Nathan Blues Band. And I appreciate you joining me on a weekend here. Bobby, I know it's always a busy time for you during the weekends.
Yeah, getting ready, playing tonight.
Where are you playing tonight? As for those that may be listening on the day that this podcast was posted, where can we see?
Well, I'm playing tonight, this Saturday. What is it, January 12th. I'm
yes.
playing at the South Shore Tavern, Lake Worth.
And you guys will be playing at the Las Olas Blues Fest happening next weekend on the Riverside Lawn. Your band's going to be there the final day, opening up, right?
I will be there on January 20th, opening the show that day, 12:30 to 2 p.m.
Let's find out how you got involved in the Las Olas Blues Fest and combine it with whether you can officially say you're a Floridian or a New Yorker. I know that you're one of those that has made the migration, right, more or less. Where do you spend more time these days? What do you call your base?
My base is Florida.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm a New Yorker. It's in my blood. I don't think I'll ever get that out.
Right.
But I do enjoy Florida, definitely.
I don't think we ever get New York out of our blood, and
I don't think
you ever get the blues out of your blood either. How did that get into you? When was your earliest recollection of the blues hitting you hard and you making it such a big part of your life?
I guess early 60s, you know, I started getting into the blues as a guitar player. Basically, I was playing surf, and the blues was another thing for me, so...
That almost seemed like, blues has been around for many, many, many years, but it seems like a surf, you would have to call surf music pretty much blues-based, one of the divisions of blues, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it was, you know, when you listen to The Ventures or whatever, and you're playing Walk, Don't Run a Pipeline and all that, it's different than when you're listening to, say, someone like Lonnie Mack, who comes out with different, you know, interpolations and stuff. So,
right.
All around the same era.
Yeah, absolutely. All going on at the same time, right.
Right.
What is it about blues? And I think of all the genres, and I know, you know, old school guys like you and myself, when we see all the different genres listed on, like, iTunes and stuff, it kind of makes you, I don't know, I cringe a little bit because one of those genres there, blues, has got one of the ones that's been around forever. What is it about blues that's so timeless? Why does blues never, like, expire? How come it's never not cool for the blues?
Well, it's got a universal, you know, format, meaning the 1-4-5 progression.
Right.
And although not all blues has to follow that progression, but that basis of understanding that, and then its its variations. Let it be a universal language that other players can just jump in and play and join in and experience and add to and create the blues.
And it always has had, I don't know, was there ever a bad era for the blues? Was there ever bad blues coming out that you could remember? I know that sounds like a weird question, but it's just, it's a type of genre that just keeps reinventing itself and then, but for the most part, staying intact. But was there ever a bad era for blues, in your opinion?
I think it would be more a bad era for a blues artists, meaning artists have good moments when they get popular and they make some good money and have good tours. And
oh, there you go.
When it's tough. I think there's always been blues clubs, and they always continue to linger on, although they're not the big money makers that pop sensation rock clubs were, and basically disco later and other R&B dance clubs. So
the Bobby Nathan Band is a Texas-style blues band, and it's a nine-piece band. I suppose it probably is still, or was when it was first formed anyway. We'll get into the version it's in now. He was part of the Memphis Soul Review. He's worked in studios in New York and had studios in New York City. That's granted him access to some of the best players, so you'll always find some of the best cats playing with the Bobby Nathan Blues Band. He's recorded countless 70s disco artists, and the first big hip-hop artists all came through his studio in the late 70s and early 80s. Want to talk about that as well. His name can be found on credits for albums from Steve Winwood, Joe Cocker, Michael McDonald, Run DMC, Bruce Springsteen, and even New Kids on the Block. I'm sure that you're the first guest on this show that's actually had a credit on a New Kids on the Block record.
Well, they were one of the acts that had come through the studios.
Right.
And like all the acts, we were basically there to be part of their team. That's what really running a studio is. You become part of the crew, and help that artist to make a good record.
What studio would this have been at the time, to use that as an example?
Well, this was my only studios, which was Unique Recording Studios.
Right. Unique Recording Studios had all of those artists, plus probably 10 times as many as that, come through
right.
over the years. Were you a cat, so to speak, a session player on a lot of the projects that came through your studio, too?
I got to do some sessions, definitely, at the studio, but actually, when I ran the studio, it was really all-encompassing, and it really wasn't a lot of playing, you know, like it's been now.
Right.
I wasn't free to, because running five recording studios that go around the clock 24 hours a day, which could have, theoretically, 10 sessions a day, requires a lot of keeping things in line.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping equipment in line, keeping people in line, keeping supplies, you know, and other clerical duties.
Yeah. So during the heyday,
they take one away from music. Let's put it that way.
Right. So during the heyday of the studio, you were more of a businessman than a player those days.
Well, we didn't survive, you know, for almost three decades in Midtown Manhattan without being a businessman.
Yeah. Well, there you go. This blues fest going on in Las Olas. Have you played out there on the lawn or done an outdoor show there in that Las Olas area before?
Well, the interesting thing, the outdoor lawn is really the old site of O'Hara's, which was a legendary Fort Lauderdale, you know, Las Olas.
Right.
Blues club, which unfortunately closed its doors.
Well, so we could be kind of doing this as a tribute to old O'Hara, since we'll be so close.
Right.
Well, very, very cool. Some of the lineup going on there, the Joey Gilmore Blues Band will kick it off Thursday, January 17th at 5 o'clock. We'll also be here in Pitbull of Blues, Mike Quick and the Soul Power Band. That's on Thursday. Friday, Soulphonic, the Blue Fire Band. Saturday, Pat Hunter Project, Jump Street 88s with Piano Bob and Stan Street, Kelly Hunt, David Shelley and Bluestone and Ico all on Saturday. And then Bobby Nathan's band opens the festivities 12:30 on Sunday, January 20th. King Mudfish, Joel Da Silva, and John Lisi and Della Funk wrap things up on Sunday. So it's quite a lineup. 4 days straight, $10 a day to get in, $30 for a four-day pass. It'll get you in and out of it as many times as you'd like. The first annual Las Olas Blues Fest next weekend. You can go to LasOlasBluesFest.com for all the info and even find out about VIP tickets. They've got those available as well. You're going to listen to some live Bobby Nathan Band. They'll be part of the festivities, as we mentioned, on Sunday, the final day of the event. And we're going to listen to one of their tracks right now. Let's play this one called Brand New Blues, Bobby. Talk a little bit about this. Whose song is this, and when and where was this recorded?
Well, actually, this is pretty recent. I guess it was either in the last year or two by Cyril Neville.
Yeah.
It was the title track of an album that he had put out, and I love the tune, and I do my homage to it.
It's the Bobby Nathan Band, brand new blues, as he joins us on a special Blues Fest edition of the Bill Murphy Show.
Get a winter.
Bobby Nathan Band and Brand New Blues, recorded live sometime in the last 18 months, a couple of years. And Bobby joining us on the show today to talk about the Los Olas Blues Fest coming up next weekend. Now, there's a perfect example of what you were talking about, Bobby, how blues doesn't have to be exactly 1-4-5. Very nice progression there. And a lot of play between you and the organ player. Talk about the rest of the cats on that particular recording, and are they the same guys we'll see next weekend?
Exactly who you're going to see Sunday, January 20th at noon to 2 p.m. We got Muggy Dew, Mark Leach, on the organ. who was riffing with Buddy Miles for many years.
Wow.
And the drums will be Andy G, who comes from New Orleans originally.
Okay.
And bass guitar will be Richie Goldman.
And how many pieces is the band that you're taking out on the road these days and the one we'll see at the Blues Fest?
Well, depending on the venue, can vary between, you know, 4 and 5 pieces.
Very nice. Okay.
We had sometimes sax.
Yeah.
And that particular recording was Stewie Blue on the saxophone.
Uh-huh.
And actually, this month I have the pleasure of playing with Nico Wayne Toussaint, who's a pretty well-known harmonica player and vocalist from France, who's going to be in this area. We're doing a bunch of dates with him.
Obviously, you label this Bobby Nathan Band outfit as the a Texas-based or Texas style, and you also had the Memphis Soul Review. So you talk a little bit about how, you know, I always try to touch on this a little bit with my guests about how geographical music remains these days. With technology, it's my belief that all different types of music from all different places, and in particular all over the parts of this country, are all sort of coming together because everybody's in touch with each other more, you know, easily and so forth. Is there still a distinct style, in your opinion, between Texas-style blues and Memphis or Tennessee blues? Is there still a lot of that left, and what would those differences be?
Well, most of the Texas blues men are guitar-based.
Right.
Going back to Jimmy Reed, the early ones, and then you got basically Albert Collins and Gatemouth Brown, of course, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Mm-hmm. As opposed to Chicago, which is more blues with Monica, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Junior Wells, that type of it, you know.
Yeah, and can these different areas still, I mean, is it still distinctly different like it was years ago, or more, you know where I'm going with this, right? Is there still a sound that Chicago can own and Texas can and Memphis can in the blues?
Well, yeah. The sadness is that the budgets are not what they used to be. And of course, in the early 90s, when I first started getting out and playing more, giving myself a little break from the studio and getting out to play, that I formed a band. It was a 9-piece band because I had like the full Uptown Horns. That was a 4-piece unit who had played on all the Albert Collins records and finished doing the Steel Wheels tour with the Stones.
Nice.
So we used to play around at the clubs, and the clubs could afford the budget to pay a band that size.
Right. It always strikes me funny because a lot of times you'll see bar owners or, you know, club owners, they'll say that they'll pay a band a certain amount depending on how many piece they are. So, yeah, you'll pay a 6-piece band $600, but pay a 3-piece band $300. Meanwhile, the 3-piece band could easily be much better and draw much more people than the 6-piece
right.
band, you know?
Right. Well, listen, for a club owner, that's the logistics of how many people come, you
right.
know,
right.
to what they're spending. So
Yeah. And that's what it comes right down
they're,
to.
They're businessmen, too. They have to be, otherwise they don't last in business. So.
Right. Again, you can see the Bobby Nathan Band at the Las Olas Blues Fest, the first annual. They're looking forward to this. It's going to be 4 straight days. They get started on like a Thursday afternoon, late afternoon. It's great, and you can just be in the blues mode all weekend long. I want to listen to more music. We have this other, another recording from, I think, the same night of the one we just listened to, of brand new blues. A lot of play going on between you and that keyboard player. I'm just the organ player. I'm wondering if there's... How much of a connection, how much of a solid member of your band has he been for? Because it seems like you guys have some serious chemistry.
Well, we've been playing, you know, for the last year and a half, 2 years down here in Florida. We've hooked up, and it's pretty good. It's
yeah.
definitely a good vibe.
Really, really good stuff. Don't You Lie to Me. Who are we paying tribute to on this song here?
And I would say this has a lot of New Orleans influences.
Whose song is this originally?
There's been so many covers of it, it's
right.
really hard for me to say who the original was.
Isn't that always the case? Bobby Nathan Band. Yes. Don't You Lie to Me. Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Bobby Nathan Band, Don't You Lie to Me. They'll be live at the Los Olas Blues Fest next weekend, almost this time next week, Sunday the 20th. Wrap it up, 4 days of blues on the lawn at the Riverside Hotel on Los Olas for the first annual Los Olas Blues Fest. Really, really good sounding stuff, Bobby. I really appreciate you coming on the show and joining me and sharing some music and your thoughts on the blues with me.
That's great, man. So if everybody that's coming down, make sure they have a, if they're driving, make sure they have a car, and if not, make sure they have a bike.
Yeah, right. I'm sure that everything will be like resonating throughout the whole block. So I'm really looking forward to that. Just that feeling of blues being, you know, just coming out into the streets in the middle of a Saturday or Sunday afternoon and just drawing more people in there as well. I'm sure that just, it's great when that happens naturally and you just kind of fall into something like this.
Yeah, and as long as the neighbors don't complain.
The Party on the Lawn, it's the inaugural Los Olas Blues Festival brought to you by Fritz and Franz Beer House and the Riverside Hotel. You can get more info at losolasbluesfest.com or theriversidehotel.com. You can call them as well for parking details. I understand bikers will be allowed to park for free in that garage there. That's pretty cool. So if you got your bike
they get the benefits.
Yeah, really. Just break out the motorcycle. It's a perfect excuse to get it out there. And you get the an unfair free parking advantage with your bike. I want to mention the sponsors involved and also tell you about all the artists playing again here one final time before we let Bobby go. Sponsored by Rataburger Beer, Schoferhofer, Weizen, Beluga Noble, Russian vodka, that is. Coca-Cola, that one's easy to pronounce. Cycle Party, Big 106, and She 103.5 doing the radio. Of course, Bill Murphy Show as well. News Radio 610, and the Los Olas Company. Joel DeSilva and Midnight Howl will be there. Iko Iko, David Shelley, and Bluestone. John Lisi, Kelly Hunt, King Mudfish, Jump Street 88s featuring Piano Bob and Stan Street, the Joey Gilmore Band, Mike Quick and the Soul Power Band, Soul Phonic, Pitbull of Blues, the Pat Hunter Project, Blue Fire Band with Randy Fischenfeld, and Bobby Nathan Band. Bobby Nathan joining us on the show today. Tickets again on sale at eventbrite.com. There's another place for you if you want to get your tickets ahead of time. Bluesfestival.eventbrite.com. Thanks again, Bobby. And I'll be emceeing all the festivities all 4 days, and so I look forward to seeing you out there in person, Bobby, on stage.
Okay, we will rock.
Thanks. It's Bobby Nathan Band. Check them out on Sunday. I'll talk to you soon, bro. Thanks again for joining me.
Okay.
More Blues Fest artists coming up on the Bill Murphy Show. Between now and showtime starts Thursday afternoon, we'll try to get one or two more of the acts on this week. Check in. Thanks for listening, liking, and sharing. BillMurphyShow.com.
Subscribe to the Bill Murphy Show podcast for free at iTunes. You can post comments about today's show, listen to archived episodes, and like the show on Facebook by visiting BillMurphyShow.com. A presentation of Bill Murphy Productions.